Hi there, Andy Roberts here from the Eurostar Deals blog. Just looking back on this this video of the Eurostar trip, fantastic trip that we did to Lille for France, which is so quick. You can get there from St Pancras, Ebbsfleet, or Ashford, and Lille is it's like the junction where the high speed track splits to go to either Brussels or Paris, but it's a big city in its own right. You can go there and do all sorts of stuff, and kind of fancied going somewhere near, not quite such a big city as Paris or Brussels. So we went on a Eurostar Deals weekend to Lille. There's the train going out of the station now. This is in Lille station. This is coming back. You can see how long these trains are there. 18 carriages, I think. So, because when you're getting on the train at Lille, the train's already come from Brussels, or maybe Paris. This one was coming from Brussels. It only wants to stop a couple of minutes, so you've got to make sure you're on the right part of the platform. That's all organised. There's lots of signs. It's really clear, and they tell you which staircase to go down. You know from your ticket that you're on carriage number 15, say, so you stand by the letter P. And carriage 15 stops just in front of you. So that's where you get on. We had a great time in Lille. It's in France, but it's Flemish. So the cuisine, the food is quite amazing. It's Flemish cuisine, a bit different. If you're used to French country cuisine, this is slightly different. Interesting. They take it very seriously, and they really like their beer as well. So here we are on the train, whizzing through the countryside of the north of France. You know, the north of Nord-Pas-de-Calais is flat. Can be a cold, windy place, to be honest, if you're out there in the countryside in the winter. And it's just amazing how fast the train goes. It's 300 and something kilometres an hour, 150 miles, 100 and something miles. You'll see a bit when you go past the motorway. It just looks like the cars and the lorries, they're going, you know, full speed, the maximum speed you can go on a motorway, and they look like they're standing still. You just whiz past them in the Eurostar train. It's great. When it first came out, the Eurostar was coming. People imagined it was like some new form of transport that had never been seen before. Of course, it is basically a train, but it's a very fast train. It's very smooth. It's comfortable. It's air-conditioned, and it's quick, that's the main thing. And it goes from city centre to city centre. Here we go, into the tunnel. Whoosh. Some people were a bit worried about going into the Channel Tunnel. Ooh, tunnel under the sea, but we've always had them. There's tunnels under the Thames, there's a long tunnel under the River Severn, so if you've ever caught the train to Cardiff, you know, it's just the same. Just like that, only a bit longer. You sit there and it's dark. Outside, there's lights in the train. You see some lights flashing past, and you think, oh, how long have we been in here now? Are we halfway yet? But you do wonder, oh, when are we going to come out the other side? Yeah, city centre to city centre, that's the great thing. You know, if you fly, you've got to go right out to some airport somewhere. It's not convenient, and you've got to check in, you know, at least an hour and a half. So that means you don't know what the traffic's going to be like getting there. You better set off. Allowing yourself 3 hours, you end up sitting around the airport for hours and hours. Not very nice places to hang about, really. Eurostar, you can check in 50 minutes before the train goes, and you've got to be there half an hour before it goes, really. And here we are coming out at Folkestone. There's the lovely little green hills at the end of the downs. Don't see the White Cliff when you go on the train. You have to get the ferry if you want to see the White Cliffs. And this is the big sort of shunting yard and everything at Folkestone, whizzing. The new high-speed track goes whizzing through Kent and up into Essex and into London the other way now, into St Pancras. It's shaved quite a bit off the journey time. So you can go on Eurostar breaks to Paris, and it's quicker than going to Manchester from London. St Pancras is right next to King's Cross, if you've not been to St Pancras before. Beautiful old building. Yeah, this is coming out through Folkestone. So, this has been Andy Roberts talking about the Eurostar Deals trip. All right.